with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
About the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happy.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amy, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host Daryl Amy here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
Oh, you know, I am so excited for this podcast. I've been looking forward to this one for a long time, Daryl.
Well, this is going to be so much fun today, and we can't wait for you to meet our friend Simon Harris. This is going to be fun, hilarious, and full of practical ideas that you can put to work together to work immediately to grow your business. That's where we're going, Larry. Welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. If this is your first time with us, we're glad you're here. Yeah, welcome. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And Larry, this is being recorded on the heels of the first of maybe many authentic selling challenges. We just got done with the 10-day 2021 authentic selling challenge. What a blast. What an incredible time that was.
I keep going back to sales professionals, our leaders, leaders cast vision. It was our vision to bring this to the forefront. I almost didn't want it to end. We got to make this a regular habit, Daryl.
Well, and it's not going to end. And for those of you who missed the last episode of the challenge, I want to make sure you don't miss out on this. We are, for those of you who don't want it to end, that want to take a deeper dive, that want to go to the next level and grow as authentic sales professionals, we're going to go on a journey together starting the first week in February in the 90-day authentic selling intensive. And Larry, I'm so excited about this journey, the people that are already signed up and on this with us. I think this is going to be I don't think there's ever been anything quite like what we're about to do. And I am so excited about it.
No, it ties right in nicely to the first half of Selling from the Heart in the book. It's we must be able to do the inner work. If we're to have that continued success, we're going to have to invest, and I encourage us to invest in ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you were part of that 10-day challenge, you know that we based it on the Stephen Covey quote that private victory precedes public victory. The transformation we do internally in our hearts and our minds and our bodies is what fuels the authentic relationships, the authentic value, and the authentic actions. And we're gonna take a deep dive journey on that over the next 90 days, and I can't wait for it. I'm so looking forward to many of the folks in the Selling from the Heart community that are going to be joining us. Once again, if you want to check that out, you want to learn more, we'll put some notes in the show notes. But you can also go right now to intensive.2021authenticselling.com, intensive.2021authenticselling.com, or if you're listening by audio, just text the word heart to 21,000, and we'll make sure to put that on our resources page. Speaking of heart, speaking of authenticity, and kind of transitioning to our topic today, I want to give a huge shout out to our friends at BombBomb. They were generous in their support of the 2021 Authentic Selling Challenge, and not only generous to help underwrite the event and make it free for everybody, but also they were generous in terms of the ideas and wisdom that they shared. And if you didn't get a chance to see Steve Passanelli's session he did this past Monday. The psychology of video is spectacular.
MBA in 30 minutes in how to leverage video to sell.
It really was great. But we've got a quick message from our friends at BombBomb. And then we want to introduce you to our good friend, Simon Harris. Check this out.
Selling from the heart is all about getting back to the basics of selling, relationships. You know, you hear these words know, like, and trust so often that it's easy to just pass them off. But the truth is, these words are deeply rooted in humanity and in the way our prospects and clients make decisions. But it's hard to build trust and likability when your communication is left to plain text-based emails and messages that are not only lacking your humanity, but they are lacking your single best sales asset, which is you. So what if you could put you and your humanity back at the center of your communication? Well, that's exactly what we do with BombBomb. Simple video messages from your computer or smartphone to help you build relationships faster, communicate with clarity and empathy, and get you face to face with your prospects and clients more often in the places you're already communicating with them. Email, text messages, your CRM, Slack, and even LinkedIn. All of this is available to you to try free for 14 days. Simply go to bombbomb.com/heart, sign up for a free trial, and let us guide you to success with video and help you get back to selling from the heart.
Awesome. That video is so good, Daryl.
So good. And you want to check this out. This was available during the challenge, and it's still available 14 days. Give it, we call it the BombBomb challenge, every day for 2 weeks. Send at least one video. Actually, after you send your first video, you're going to kind of get hooked on it. So you're probably not going to be able to limit yourself to one per day. And when you see the reaction on the other side, you combine that with what we're about to learn today from our guest, I believe you're going to see a transformation in the level of authentic relationship and authentic value that you're able to communicate. So thanks again to our friends at BombBomb, bombbomb.com/heart, and you get 14 days access to the platform. Larry, we've got a great guest today. He's been a friend. I don't know if there's a bigger friend of Selling from the Heart than the gentleman we're about to introduce. And I'm so glad we're able to bring him here today on video. So why don't you introduce our good friend, Simon Harris, and let's dive in.
You know what? We could spend the rest of the podcast on how much Simon means to me, but there's two words that are near and dear to me. It's connect and relate. Mm-hmm. And I think when you talk about authenticity and tying this all together, I think there's been numerous ways and Simon will talk about it, that we've connected, whether that be through video, whether that be through Zoom, whether that be through personal cards and messages. We've authentically connected, though we have never personally met. Simon knows how much I love him. I mean, he's a near and dear friend, and there'll be one day that I know we will meet. But this is to bring Simon on is a true treat. So, Simon Harris, welcome to Selling from the Heart.
Thank you so much. It feels like it's a long time coming, and I've been really looking forward to this. You know, as you say, you know, we've known each other so long, but yeah. I think it's a testament also to video, actually, because it feels like, well, it's not that it feels like, because it is real. We do know each other as well as we've managed to like this. And I feel that even if we did get to that stage where we do meet up, you know, we're just going to pick up where we left off.
Exactly.
And I think that that's where video really that's where it really connects people. Where anyone has any doubts about what video can do, you know, it's not just all the Zoom and gloom, as they call it. It is about that connection that you feel with people. And you realize that actually the world is a really small place. You know, we're thousands of miles away from each other, and yet we're right in each other's same room. We're right together. So if you think about that when you're working and when you're selling, imagine the barriers that you're breaking down by using video. The barriers are not just, you know, being broken down, they're being smashed down completely. Mm-hmm. Because people can see you, they're using eye contact, all of these things are going on. All right, you can't see all of the nuances that are going on, that's fair enough, but it really builds a bridge. It really does. And I'm so proud of the fact that video has enabled me to make so many, you know, new friends and great friends, people that I would never have, you know, connected at such a deep level if it hadn't been for video doing what it does. But, you know, when you think about the business as well, it's made such a difference to our business. I can't tell you, it's brilliant. So good.
Well, and Simon, you know, the question, here's where we're going with this. You know, the question that every guest on Selling from the Heart answers at the beginning of the episode. And I've really been looking forward to your answer to the question today, Simon. What does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
It means that you're in it for life. That's what it means. It means that you're in it for the long game. It means that you're not just a one and done. It means that you want to be able to be a part of the other person's life, the other person's business. And, you know, I was taught many, many years ago that if you stop thinking about your sales targets and start thinking about how you make your customers more money, then ultimately they will make you money without even thinking about it. So always, always, always think like a buyer, get around the other side of the desk and connect with them for the long haul. Even if you're not in it for the long haul and they don't want you for the long haul, your mindset needs to be that we're connecting for a relationship, to be together for a period of time. We're making a commitment. We're behaving in a consistent way. And that's so important. And if we think about the rules of influence that we were taught years ago by the likes of Robert Cialdini, you know, commitment, consistency is so important as a way of influencing people, as well as getting them to like you. And for years as well, we were taught that, you know, it's about people buying from people they like, but it's also about getting people to buy from you because not only do they like you, but they trust you and they believe in you. Mm-hmm. And video, when you're trying to sell from the heart, actually creates that connection. It tethers you. I think it's a sales tether that you create between you and the client. I quite like that word, actually. Yes,
yeah, that's a good word.
No, you know what? It's so good that you say that, Simon, because I'm a big believer that business is personal. Mm-hmm. If we look at the course of events over the last year plus, business is personal. The way you make it more personal is what we're doing now. It's how you and I have built our relationship through that power in video. Yeah. So I believe that the more personable you make yourself, the more personal you bring to the forefront.
Yeah, when you talk to me, you introduced me to Brené Brown as well, didn't you? And her work on vulnerability, I think, plays a really big role in how you connect with people. And when you start to share experiences that you've had where potentially you might have fallen down, potentially you might not have got what you wanted, even dare I say fail, which of course in the training world means first attempt in learning. It's a cliche, but hey, it's true. It's one of those things that, you know, it just is. You just show that vulnerability to the client. Show them that you're a human being too. Show them that at the end of the day, we're all the same. We're all the same. And it's funny because I always say to delegates, you know, you sit around the table with a client and, you know, people can have a business card, and I do a board director's training session on building connection with people. And I ask them all in a team thing when we were together, can you imagine those days when we were together, that we're to have their business card with them. And the session is actually called Beyond the Business Card. And what I do is I say to them, can you all get your business card out? And they go, yeah. And out comes the business card. And they do that kind of American Psycho kind of comparison of the, you know, we got raised lettering. Has it got a proper finish on it? You know, Huey Lewis in the News is playing in the background. And then, selling coffee. I really wouldn't have done that. Anyway, they get the business cards out and they have them in front of them. And then I ask them quite simply, could you please tear your cards up into four pieces and just throw them on the floor? And they look a little shocked, and then they do it. And then I simply look at them and say, what are you now? And that's it. It's incredibly powerful, because what it does is it really grounds them. It makes them realize that and remember that they're people just like you and I, that the people who work in their organization are them in 10 years. You know, and it sounds quite crude to say it, but I always say to them, I say, you're just the same as you and I. Goods in, goods out.
That's right.
We are just the same. And the minute you forget to connect to your people, there's a problem. And when I'm doing management development and leadership training, it's always about treating your staff like customers, because you know that if you treat your staff like customers, your customers are going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. So it's that connection, which not only goes from salesperson or customer facing staff. I mean, there is a lot of places where the selling from the heart approach fits. If you think about the production people who liaise with people in advertising, the customer service people in manufacturing, mm-hmm. who have don't talk sometimes to the salespeople, but they do talk to the client. Accounts people, my goodness, if ever they needed it, you know, they really do need that, because they can very quickly, and I know this sounds like a generalization, but often sales and accounts don't get on. And the reason sales and accounts don't get on is because sales just think that accounts are the sales prevention department. That's what they're called. Mm-hmm. And basically, accounts people just think salespeople are wankers. That's just the thing, right? But the fact is, salespeople don't understand the way that accounts are legislated, the way that they have to follow procedures. They are legislated by professional bodies. And accounts people often don't have exposure to the amount of effort it takes to build that connection, to connect with an individual enough that they believe in you, they trust you, and they like you, to give you their money. So therefore, those two are going to butt heads. But if one understood the other a little bit more, then ultimately the person who is going to benefit the most is the customer. And in turn, that will make the business they're dealing with money without even thinking about it. So why don't we connect the thread, the tether, if you will, of the selling from the heart approach, that we're not just selling in terms of selling money for goods in the traditional thing, that actually we're selling the account service, what we're going to do for you, the production service, the design service, you know, the customer service service. All of those things are part of that mentality. So strategically, it forms part of a strategy document as well. How are we going to keep that message alive? How are we going to keep that behavior alive? And how are we going to reinforce that tether between our business heart and their heart? And make no mistake, a business's heart is its culture. Mm-hmm. That's so important to remember. At the heart of every business is its people, the investable commodities that managers very easily throw away by saying, our best asset are our people. Really? Then why don't you treat them better? Because maybe you'd treat your customers a little bit better as well.
Yeah, you know what, Daryl, and I think what Simon does a brilliant job of, as I was listening to what Simon was saying, and it stems off of Steve Passanelli and our friends at BombBomb, is just think about throughout that whole life cycle, how you can leverage video to get at somebody's heart, to tug on those heartstrings. You know, our friends at BombBomb always talk about faceless communication. And there's a ton of that going on. But what I think Simon's done a brilliant job of, I look forward to his videos, is just the way he approaches and the way he invites people in with his voice and his videos. Now imagine, Daryl, how that and Simon plays out from first point of contact through the whole journey, through the customer experience. Right, Daryl?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I love about this conversation here today is, Simon, we've not met face to face. And part of it's because, well, you live a long way away, right? There's an ocean in between us. And they're not really excited about people hopping back and forth across that ocean right now as we're recording this. So, but what I think has been highlighted to me in the middle of the circumstance that we're in, where we're not able to physically high five, you know, and be face to face, is the ability. I think I was skeptical before this about the ability to really develop and nurture relationships across a digital platform. But what we're seeing, and I think you're a master at this, is we're seeing that, you know, we've got an ability now, we've got the tools to be able to really develop some wonderful relationships across mm-hmm. digital platforms. Mm-hmm. And when we finally do get to get back on airplanes and go over international borders and all of that, you know, we'll hang out, we'll have dinner, and we'll be like, you know, we'll be like friends that have known each other for years. And that I think is something, that realization is something new to so many of us over this past year. And hopefully it's one of the bright things we're going to take away from this challenging time. But I'm curious, when you're thinking, I mean, you've been an early adopter and a regular user of, you know, what our friends at BombBomb call asynchronous video. And without getting too nerdy, it's saying, hey, you know, you send someone a video, you record it live, they can watch it whenever they want. It's asynchronous, but there's like this heartfelt communication. How'd you get started in all that? When was your first video?
It's a funny story, really. Well, funny, peculiar, I don't know. But when I set the business up 7 years ago, it's just me. That's it, doing the customer facing stuff. And as such, I realized that I didn't have time to travel all over the world just for a business meeting. I don't have time to do that. There are other things I have to be doing. So therefore, I realized very quickly that Skype, FaceTime, you know, they can all be used for video and to talk to clients. And clients really liked it because it meant they didn't have to wait in for somebody to come, which always disrupts their day. They don't have to put on different clothes. They don't have to arrange a room, which is probably going to get double booked. I mean, how many times have you been in a meeting with a client where someone's coming and go, I've got this room booked? And you think, oh, come on. That doesn't happen. So therefore, I've been using video for the best part of 7 years. Now, all this time, I've been saying to salespeople, do this. You're going to find that you're going to save your business a whole heap of money from travel. So you don't have to travel and be away from the office. You can create what we call Zoom rooms and you can book time out so you can go and have meetings. We can create metrics on conversion rate around phone, face-to-face and video calls. We can do all those things. And people were really skeptical. They were like, oh, I don't think customers would like it. Well, guess what? We end up with a bloody pandemic. And what would have taken years to transition and create through a change process, we had to adopt overnight. Everyone suddenly can use Zoom. Everyone can use Teams. Everyone can use whichever video platform they want. But then I suddenly realized that actually video messaging is even more powerful. Mm. And once I started using the LinkedIn video messaging, I started to find things really sped up. And as a result of that, I also noticed that during the pandemic, decisions about buying were also speeding up. Mm-hmm. So therefore, there was a match in behaviors. Those clients that are thinking about buying are either not buying and making that decision very quickly because of what's going on in their business. And if they do want to buy, they want that process to be really quick because they're not long-terming right now. Everything is short-term because we don't know where we are from one day to the next. So we've had Brexit and goodness knows what going on. You've had an election and everything going on. People don't know where they are from one minute to the next. Mm. So business strategy changed. From my side of things, video was speeding up that process. I was getting decisions from clients very quickly. I was getting great connection with people who were saying, I love the personal touch, all of that stuff. And then to accelerate that further, I was posting videos on LinkedIn of me just doing stuff that I do every day. When I walk the dog, when I'm in the garden, I could be going up into the summer house that we've got in the wood. I could just be in the kitchen doing stuff. I could be showing off books. I'm quite good at showing off books, if any of you have noticed.
Your book garden's amazing, by the way.
Very good at that. And all of those videos, people really liked. Now, I was asked why I don't spend money on a professional background and why I don't spend money on banners and all the, you know, the bells and whistles that people have on their videos. And I just asked the question back and said, does in any way my backgrounds that I've got right now, which is my home and where I am, does it detract from the content in any way and the value of the content? And the answer was no. So my question was immediately, so why do I need to have a professional background? Because point is, those customers are buying me. I'm the trainer that they buy in the business. I'm the person that they're creating the relationship with. Just like every other sales professional out there, regardless as to what they sell, it's me. You're not buying the background. You're not buying that bookcase. You know, you're not going to buy my dog if he walks past. You're buying me. So therefore, why don't you get to know me a little bit? And when I go out and I run training courses and I'm doing them over Zoom right now, people comment on things. They say, we love it when you see you walking your dog. You live in a beautiful part of of Great Britain, don't you? And they say, oh, and you've got your truck as well. And I love it when you post things about your truck. And actually Huxley, who's my Toyota Hilux, he's, you know, fantastic. He gets a lot of airtime. He's probably more famous than me.
No, but see, Simon, you, Daryl, this is a part, you know, part of what we talked about in the Authentic Selling Challenge. Daryl and I talk about it when we work as sales teams as well, Simon, is how you authentically connect. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage everyone, you know, key in on what Simon was saying is I'm a big believer that, especially in the world that we live in today, through the power of video, whatever that platform is that you all choose to use, the way you connect is the way that you bring the best version of yourself to the forefront. And I know, Daryl, you and I have had conversations about this in the past, you know, green screens and the drops and all that. But to Simon's point, people love it when they see my background because I'm a sports geek and I like to nerd out on sales. So people sense that in the comments that come back. But what I'd like, if there's anything that people take away from our time together, is how can you authentically connect and open up to more than not only just your client, but everybody who's involved in that buying process? Because it's easier, in my opinion, and Simon, I'd like Simon's opinion, yours as well, Daryl, is I think it's easier in the world we're living in today to get people to the what I call a virtual business table than it is to schedule that boardroom meeting and get calendars together, because people could be anywhere now and you can authentically bring yourself to the forefront in ways you couldn't before.
I don't think people are going to be realistically, if you think about the concept that money talks, people are not going to be spending the amount of money they were on travel before. Initially, there'll be a flurry of it as people are relieved to get back onto the travel spectrum again. But companies will very quickly start to weigh up the numbers when they see how much money they saved during the pandemic and how much money video actually saved them. And people are investing that money that they've saved during the pandemic into recruiting people who are maybe more remote, where traditionally they've had office-based staff. They've realized they can get talent from all over the world. They don't need to visit their office. They can run their offices perfectly well virtually. So therefore, there will be an initial clamor back because people can go, hey, I can get on the plane again, great. But after that, I think people will say, well, why don't you just do a Zoom meeting? Or why don't you just do a Teams meeting? Why don't you just do that? You don't need to be out of the office.
Yeah.
And I think that things like key performance indicators and measurement metrics will now be around video. And I believe that video will supersede email in the way that email superseded people being on the phone. And what we had before was that people were hiding behind email. They were, instead of actually picking up the phone, they would send an email. Now, my argument for doing video every time is to say, right, think about how long it takes you to write an email, then to sense check it, then to check it for grammar, if you do any of those things. Most people just hit send and hope for the best. And then think about then how much time it would take you to say exactly the same thing in a genuinely authentic way. In other words, just being yourself on video, probably about 15 seconds. So therefore, you can cover more ground. You can talk to more people in with a lot less effort. And here's the other thing I find fascinating as well, is when you think people, for years, when we taught people to present, people were taught, always make sure you don't say always make sure you don't say If you trip over your words, you should have rehearsed more. All of that goes out of the window now with video. It doesn't matter if you say it doesn't matter if you say it doesn't matter if you trip over your words, because all video does now in this pandemic is highlight how much human connection matters. Because we have missed being with people. Daryl, you know as well as I do, Larry, that if I met you for the first time, you and I would not shake hands, would we?
No.
No.
No chance. We would shake, we would hug, right?
Yeah. I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
I do know you. And that's,
we miss that so much.
Yes.
And because all of that politeness just evaporates and people are authentic, video allows us to shake off all of that politeness. It allows us just to be that person on the other end. And I think that that's great. And when I'm working with people who are isolated, working from home, mm-hmm. I say to them, if you're working with another member of staff, connect with them on a video messaging platform or connect with them on a video link, turn the sound to mute and just have them up in the top corner so you can see them walking around, popping a wash on, playing with the dog. Look at them. Because it feels like they're in the room and that's they can awesome. See you and you don't feel lonely. Yeah. And then if you make a mistake or you want to talk, you just go.
there was something that Simon said, Daryl, there's a lot of great things. There's one sentence in there I just absolutely just keyed in on. It was like a hammer moment. Is video removes the blindness out of communication. Think about that one for a moment.
It really does. It really does. It's just so powerful. And as I said, it is going to, I think it is going to accelerate past email. I think email will just be seen as a thing. But you know, when clients as well are sent RFPs, you get proposal that's sent through. I found a really, really fantastic thing to do with proposals. And what I do now is I send a proposal to the client with all the detail on it. And then what I do is I pre-record a video and I embed it in the contents page. So now when the client receives the email, it will say, hey, Larry, hey, Daryl, thanks so much for allowing me to send you this proposal through. This video contents page is just allowing me to talk you through the contents of this proposal. The next four pages, that's just around the stuff we talked about to recap on all the things that we discussed so you can be sure that I know exactly what you need. The next five pages after that are the solutions that I'm going to be offering you within the training that I offer. And then the next two pages around the cost investment. And then I'm going to end with a few testimonials from other clients of similar size and business to yours so you can see what they think. I'm going to contact you again within about 2 days of this proposal going out. And then we can discuss all of the next steps. I really hope you like what you see. And thanks again very much for allowing me to send you this proposal. You get that in there. Suddenly, you know that your proposal is going to get read.
Exactly.
Get remembered. It was unique, memorable, and it had the missing thing that something on paper doesn't have. And that's right. Personality. It's me. And you know what? It works like a dream. It really, really does. And it doesn't matter if people have got a face for radio. You know, when people get really camera shy, they just say, oh, you know, I don't want to do it. If you're shy about doing that, then just do a voice message. And then embed the voice message into the document. Just do that. Start using voice messages. All your text messages have got it. Just leave the voice message. I'm doing that like I've got a phone in my hand, just in case people look, I've got some sort of deformity. I haven't. I have a crab arm. See, there it is. But, you know?
Oh, is that this is going to be fun, Larry. We promised fun and we promised lots of laughs and smiles and ideas.
It's got to be. So when you start using this and you start getting used to it, it doesn't matter that you trip up on your words. It doesn't matter if you say or err. It doesn't matter if you make a few mistakes because we all make little mistakes. You don't have to be this polished CNN presenter. We're not all Anderson Cooper, you know? God knows we wish we were. But we're not. We're not that polished. And it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, people buy people who are like themselves. That's what they want. Right together.
So good. Simon, thanks for being a kindred spirit and hanging out with us today. This is has been fun and so practical. And the way that you lead with authenticity and everything you do is a true inspiration to me, and I'm just grateful, and I can't wait someday to head across the ocean, get that hug, and enjoy some time face to face.
Well, I can't take all credit. Most of it comes from the, you know, I read a lot of the authors out there like yourselves, and Selling from the Heart was a really powerful book for me. Very, very powerful. I've recommended it to so many businesses, and a lot of people that have bought that book have connected with Larry and spoken to Larry, who you know. So there is that. And then when I read The Revenue Growth Engine, there was something about that diagram that just connects the, you know, the ideal client profile, all of those things that just make sense, that make people look at their business and say, oh, I can do it. It does join up. And when you put those two things together, and then you add the extra bit, which is my bit, well, then you have something really quite special. And awesome. I love what you do, and that's why I've got the books behind me that way.
Video dyslexia. There we go.
So they're terrific. But also, you know, I noticed you mentioned as well with BombBomb as well that you have sponsored with BombBomb. You know, I'm connected with Steve Passanelli and especially with Ethan Butte, and their book Rehumanize Their Business. Rehumanize Your Business was really instrumental. In how to get over video. So you can see exactly what's going on. So there's some great stuff that's there. So I know that that's a bit of a shameless kind of plug on that. But at the end of the day, I do believe that when you find something that works and it works for you, it may not work for everybody. That's fine. That's all good. But if it works for me, it might work for you. And if you only learn one thing from either Selling from the Heart or the Revenue Growth Engine or even Rehumanize Your Business, well, that's one thing that you can take away. And that's a good thing. So
awesome. Awesome. Simon, thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I know this won't be the only time you're on the podcast. We're looking forward to all the creative ideas you have. Everyone's going to be watching you closely because you're a fountain of ideas and enthusiasm and inspiration. So,
well, thank you so much.
Today. I love our friend Simon. Man, so good. So fun. What a great time, and how practical and how it's just the stuff we've learned this last year, Larry, in the middle of all of what was extremely challenging, very stretching, and there were some hard times for many folks in the audience. However, adversity is the soil in which champions are grown, and we're seeing folks step up and step out and say, you know what, it may have been a tough year, but guess what? I'm stepping into 2021 and I'm stepping in and I'm committed to grow and become an even more authentic version of myself. And Simon just exudes that. And it's such a beautiful thing. I'm so glad we got to share time together today.
It's so good. But you know, if we look back on this, is we've been forced to change. Mm-hmm. I mean, due to unfortunate circumstances. But when it's all said and done, it's those salespeople and it's those sales professionals and the leaders that are out there that really double down on themselves and say, you know what, I can push through change. And what would happen if this happened, right? Insert with, you know, we can insert whatever word we want as far as that change.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as we wrap today, if you want to join us on this journey, we start first week in February. Go to intensive.2021authenticselling.com. Text the word heart to 21,000 if you're listening in by audio. We'll get you a link to that. And you can join like-minded sales professionals on a deep dive into developing authentic results combined with authentic satisfaction and fulfillment. I believe all of it's possible, and we're going to go on that journey together. So Larry, I'm so excited about all that's in motion right now. And I'm just so grateful for our friends out there. So till next week, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value, send a heartfelt video, and most of all, sell from the heart.